Hello people, this is me again, it's Andy. Man, it's been long. It's been so long. I'm sorry, but I'm here, I'm back again. I was held tight. My job and school, everything was just tight. But I'm sorry I've kept you waiting. For all of you are my listeners, I want to say thank you for the reviews, thank you for the messages, thank you for the support, and thank you for the advice. I'm gonna use the advice to be a better podcaster. So you guys, I told you I'm gonna talk about anything, and today let's talk about weed. Some of you call it marijuana, some of you call it bang, Sensimania, MJ, Mary Jane. I mean, it's got a lot of names. A lot of names. And as for me, I'm from Kenya. It's in Africa, East Africa in particular. And where I'm from, marijuana is illegal. I mean, illegal. It's totally illegal. But I know in USA and some countries, they have legalized it. South Africa have legalized it. And I know Jamaica, it has never been illegal. Man, I wish I was in Jamaica. So, actually, about some 2 days ago, yes, 2 days ago, my girl told me to choose between weed and her. I'm surely gonna miss her. I'll miss her. She had to make the hard decision, and I chose weed, man. I mean, that's the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life. Weed is always the best over everything. I'd choose a stoner girl over a girl who smokes. Stoner girl all day, anytime. I mean, if someone has ever had a case of a person going crazy or going mad because he smoked weed, hit me up. If someone has a case of someone having lung cancer because of weed, hit me up. I mean, this thing is the best thing. And funny enough, in Kenya, churches don't want to legalize it. The churches are the Christian societies, all these religious groupings and all that fucked up bullshit. I mean, they're saying that to legalize weed is against Christian morals. So I'm like, what the fuck? Actually, God created all the plants. It's not like man was the one who created weed. As per your Bible. As for me, I know weed grew on its own biologically. So it's something that it should be legalized. And it should be available for everyone. Actually, in Kenya, we owe China a lot. And China are like debt collectors. We owe them a lot of money. So it's better if they legalize weed and start taxing it. So that way we can raise the money so that we can end this crazy debt for China. Pay them, they leave us alone. Man, weed makes you relax, man. I won't lie to you. In my house alone, I don't know what about you guys, but in my house, weed is legal. If you come to my place and you wanna light it up, you wanna light a bong, you wanna light a kick or a smoking pipe, man, go ahead. We can heat it up. You can light a chain and just meditate on the stupidest shit ever. This thing makes you relax. It's not like alcohol. Yeah, I'm a weed smoker, but I don't take alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm a pure weed smoker. And in case there's some of y'all don't know, I'm a Rasta. Yes, I'm a Rasta. I got the dreadlocks on my head. People around me look at me and say, "Yo, you look like a thief. You look like you smoke bong." And I'm like, actually, the first one you were wrong, but the second one you're right. So, me looking like a thief, that's so fucked up. You have a fucked up mindset because they just judge me. But I'm telling you, if I had to choose a person over weed, you can pack your things and go. I'm gonna light up this weed, this blunt, with my friends, and we're gonna talk, we're gonna meditate, we're gonna have the craziest, craziest talks ever. It makes me happy, it makes me laugh, it makes me feel everything. So I don't know what these people are waiting for. I don't know what they want so that they can legalize it here in Kenya. But most of the weed smokers are portrayed as people who have lost everything in life. They're portrayed as the bad people in the society. They're portrayed as the thieves, the hooligans, the rapists in the society. What they don't know is that I mean, all of the weed smokers are the most calm people ever. Weed smokers are the most patient people, calm people, happiest people. Show me someone who has smoked weed all of his life and he has cancer, lung cancer. All his teeth are black. They are affected by the tar. Cigarette smoking is bad. Weed smoking, man, that's so good. It relaxes you. Cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, everything, it makes you relax. So all I'm saying, for me here in Africa, in Kenya particularly, I'm rooting for the legalization of weed. And yo, if someone is out there listening to me, and you know in your country weed is legal, man, please ship me some weed, man. Hit me up. I'll send you all of my details so that I can get just one bong overseas. Also, yeah, it's been so good talking to you guys. And I say thank you so much for the comments and reviews and the messages I'm getting. They're crazy. The support, man. Thank you so much. Till another day, another time. It's been me, your boy, Andy Andre, your favorite fuck boy. Good night. Good morning. Peace all over the world. Thank you so much.